Rolling through another week in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. Glenner with you. I am your luscious host. So good to have you join us on the podcast. I don't know where you found us, but we do ask that you share us, like us, follow us. Throw me some advice. I can take it. I'm a big boy. Also, you know, we're on YouTube. You can find Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska there if you want to see videos and everything. And, of course, the radio show that jams out from the farthest North Rock station on planet Earth all the way from Alaska. So you can check us out all over the place. You'll be rewarded for joining us today. Let's see. We're going to look at pinching ass on St. Patrick's Day. Criminal life hacks. Another episode of Confessions. My daughter Ryan, Bunny, will be in to talk new slang because she's young. I'm old. Snake yoga, secretly judging people, and quitting smoking with magic mushrooms. That and more this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Right. Totally forgot what I was doing just now. Ever feel like you can't go a second without being distracted? I am full on squirrel. I mean, to the point that was my nickname at the radio station. Second being mid-conversation and go somewhere. According to a new study, your brain's attention span does not hold all that steady. It's constantly flickering, even within seconds. Get this. Even when it seems like you are totally focused, your brain is actually extremely vulnerable to distractions. To the point that it happens 7 times a second. A second? Most of the time, your brain is able to tune them out, but any one of them could divert you. Oh my God. And if you're like me, Mr. ADHD, I bet you it's double that for me. I bet you it's 14 times a second. And you can't really prevent it, even when you know a distraction is coming and where it will appear. Human brains cannot fully override these vulnerability windows, they call them. The brain's architecture makes brief openness unavoidable to the point that, oh man, I think I chipped a fingernail or something. Look at that. What the heck? It's kind of like bent off right there. How can I guess I could probably just... Maybe I can bite it off? Damn. Yeah, that fingernail is really... Shoot. Let me fix that. Hold on a second. Maybe I'd chew it off. Hold on. I got something kind of clippers or something here somewhere. Could probably use something, I think. I don't know how to fix this fingernail. Well, it usually takes a couple weeks to gather enough of these, and we have enough to do it, so we're pretty excited because I believe it's time for another episode of
Confessions.
Yes, thank you for sending these in. Some of you have done some terrible things, but you know what? It's off your chest now. And no one's wiser, because we don't use your name. You can email them to us, Facebook. You can text them to us, of course. Go to the website or fax. Yeah, use curly, weird fax paper, because you can do that, too. I don't know. Anyway, let's begin with these, shall we? My neighbor asked me to mow his lawn when he was ill. I was about 12. I wondered why his lawnmower looked and worked different than ours, but whatever, didn't mind. I was almost done a full strip down the middle of his lawn when he came out yelling at me to stop. Apparently it wasn't a mower, it was a rototiller.
Confessions.
My bad. When my car wipers are at the end of life, I just find another car of the same make and model year and I swap the wiper blades around. Haven't bought a single set of wiper blades yet. Dude, that's totally stealing. You know that, right?
Confessions.
So he takes his bad blades and puts them on someone else's car. My then girlfriend had a pet rat. She loved the rat. He died. She didn't have a garden, asked to bury it in mine. I told her where a good spot was, left a spade out. She did it while I was at work. Unfortunately, she didn't bury it very deep. And my cat dug it up and ate it immediately. We've been married now for a while, and she must never know.
Confessions.
When my business was on its knees, I borrowed $2,000 in cash from my child's savings. It got paid back in a few weeks, but the woman at the bank accidentally gave me back $2,500 by mistake. I watched her count it and quietly walked out without saying a word. Saved my bacon. Again, that's stealing.
Confessions.
But hey, I don't have your name. I'm not here to judge. Just lying in bed, doom scrolling, caught my reflection on the phone, realized I look just like Prince Andrew when he was in the back of that police car.
Confessions.
When I had my firstborn, I had a terrible camera, so I just Googled newborn baby pics and sent the best one to my family. Nobody ever noticed.
Confessions.
Finally, I like to sit in the garden shed for hours at a time every day, sometimes longer. The family thinks I'm tinkering with tools and working on stuff, so they don't disturb me. Actually, I just sit in silence and peace, away from all of their problems.
Confessions.
I gotta get me a shed. All right, the price of gold is through the roof. It's crazy right now. If you haven't seen it, the price of gold, it's higher than it's, I think, ever been. But you know what? It's no cow gallstones. That's right. Cow gallstones are worth more than an ounce of gold, a cow gallstone. See, A, I didn't know cows got gallstones. And two, I didn't know people would harvest said gallstones. But apparently, thanks to its herbal properties to the Chinese, cow gallstones, yes, gallstones that cows get, more valuable per ounce than gold. Which, it's just a great sounding phrase, cow gallstones. I love that phrase. That could mean so many different things. Who knows? Cow gallstones. Maybe it's a character on Yellowstone. Cow gallstones. Maybe it's the least popular paint color at Sherwin-Williams. Oh, I know. It's a euphemism for testicles used in the old Wild Wild West. Or cow gallstones could be the name of the CEO for Wrangler Jeans. Or George Strait's longtime fiddle player. Could also be the name of a shady used car salesman. Or maybe cow gallstones are what you get if you enter Blake Shelton's name into one of those porn name generators. I can see that. For all we know, could be the secret ingredient in Subway's tuna. Or a minor league baseball mascot is somewhere in southeastern Oklahoma. Look, it's cow gallstones. Maybe it's Woody's original name from Toy Story. Oh, I know. Cow gallstones? I got it. It's something you have to eat if you lose in your fantasy football league. I'm right, aren't I? Am I right? I'm right. But to be honest, how the hell do you even tell if a cow has gallstones? The Cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. You know, every once in a while we get these weird life hacks or something. Most of them are pretty stupid. And this one is either brilliant or absolutely absurd. Really, it's more of a criminal life hack than, because that's basically the premise behind this. A great criminal life hack. Simply wear an extra finger. You can buy these. It looks like an extra rubber finger that fits on your hand. So if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, and there's video surveillance, yeah, it looks like you have an extra finger, and you can argue that it's just AI. It's AI generated. Look, I don't have six fingers. You wear an extra finger so that any video evidence of you is inadmissible in court because it looks AI generated. So if you want to take legal advice from a meme, you also need to find a ring with a believable finger on it. Which brings up a good point. If video appears to be AI in court, doesn't that mean they can't use it, right? So why not go with 15 fingers per hand? That should get you out of all kinds of trouble. Also, please do not follow our legal advice. But yeah, you can get one. It fits around a finger next to your finger, and it makes it look like you have an extra finger sticking out. I said, Judge, I can clearly see I do not have six fingers. Again, whatever you do, do not follow any advice from Crapper Creek, Alaska, legally. I got to say that.
from the farthest north rock station in the world. It's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
But now a lot of folks might be thinking of something else for lunch this morning or for breakfast, whatever it is. Maybe you're hitting Mickey D's, you know? Nothing wrong with that. Grab yourself a McMuffin or something, I guess. All right, but, well, gotta be careful. I don't know if you heard this story. This is no slam on McDonald's. I'm actually going to spin this into a positive. Nobody ever wants to take a bite of food and find something unexpected, especially this. A McDonald's customer bit into a Filet-O-Fish and found a worm. They were grossed out and then grossed everyone out by sharing photos on the internet. So they called the Department of Health, but it's unlikely they'll do anything. Why? Because it's a parasite commonly found in fish. Experts say it's safe to eat, assuming it was cooked properly. And since McDonald's deep fries the Filet-O-Fish, I think you're good. In the comments, people said it was even a good thing because it shows at least McDonald's is using real fish, right? And a former fishmonger, that's what he called himself, says, congratulations on finding a nematodal. Or a nematode. A nematode. If you've ever eaten wild-caught seafood, either fresh or frozen, chances are you've probably eaten one. It's normal. It doesn't present any risk. All right. So, finding a worm is a good thing? I don't know. Got a worm in my Filet-O-Fish. You don't want to hear that at McDonald's. Nobody. It's like hearing, Mommy, look at this needle I found in the ball pit. You don't want to hear. Bathroom's been locked for an hour. Want to hear that? Hey, we ran out of Happy Meal prizes, so we're just giving kids stuff we found in our glove compartments. Hey, enjoy the tire gauge. Keep that. Seriously. Yeah, we're short staffed today, so it's a little longer. Also, would you mind mopping the floor? Don't want to hear these in McDonald's. My McRib just twitched. Or the one we always hear, sorry, the ice cream machine's broken. See, I'd rather hear that than, wait a minute, this isn't mayonnaise. I don't know if you did your breakfast or not, but I got I just got back. One thing we like to do in Vegas when we go is eat. There's some good restaurants, man. We went all over the place. Art District, go down there. It's away from the strip, and it's really cool. Some great bars, some great atmosphere, really cool art galleries, and fantastic food. And which leads me right into our foodie roundup. You ready? Let's do this. Yeah! Chick-fil-A is apparently testing new Southern-inspired sides, including sweet potato waffle fries and fried okra. Meanwhile, Wendy's teaming up with the Girl Scouts to bring back the Thin Mints Frosty. Dunkin' just unveiled a new 48-ounce iced coffee that literally comes in a bucket. Is that where we are now? Elsewhere, they're testing a handful of locations in New England with these buckets. Costs around $10. Venti iced coffee at Starbucks is 24 ounces, so twice that. Burger King is putting bacon on its Impossible Burgers again, and non-meat eaters are not having it. Okay, I'm upset. QR codes on billboards are fairly common, but a recent ad that went up in Chicago had people calling for them to be banned. It said free burrito. The billboard says is a free burrito when a giant with a giant QR code next to it for a Mexican place called Guzman Y Gomez. They got 8 locations around Chicago. It's an Australian chain that recently expanded. I don't know if QR codes are good on. Quick, you're driving 80 on the interstate. Grab your phone. The indoor water park chain Great Wolf Lodge has a special ranch flavored milkshake. It's more than just ranch. It's topped with carrot, celery, whipped cream, and crispy chicken and a lime salt rim. What? It isn't ranch ice cream. It's vanilla ice cream mixed with ranch dressing. They say, oh, it's blurring the line between dessert and a snack. Yeah, and vomiting. Lots of vomiting. Smucker's changing their labels of their fruit spread slightly for the first time in 30 years. Anybody care? No. Are we all going to go nuts like we did with the Cracker Barrel logo? You change smokers! Countries go to hell in a handbasket. According to Consumer Reports, Whataburger delivers the best burger value at $1.66 per ounce. Apparently they haven't been to AK Burger Zone. And Shake Shack's fries, they say, is the best value. Hate your job? Hey, Wendy's is hiring a chief tasting officer, the CTO. It pays $100,000. It's a temporary gig, but it pays $100,000. $100,000 to eat Wendy's. You're paid to eat Wendy's. Kit Kat unveiled a life-size chocolate race car to celebrate the F1 season. Yeah, life-size, yeah. Celebrate F1 and type 2 diabetes. Finally, Doritos with protein hits the store shelves. So if you're like a stoner who wants to build muscle mass, well, now you got some serious conflicting goals. Just wash it down with that ranch milkshake. That is your foodie roundup. Yeah! You can do all kinds of different yoga now. They have cat yoga, of course, goat yoga, with all these baby goats walking over you because they like to walk on top. Okay. I don't really get it, but all right. I don't mind yoga. I'll do yoga. I've done the hot yoga. I've done the Pilates. I've done a few. It's all right. I like it. I love the stretching aspect of it, but yeah. But the goat yoga, they're adorable baby goats. Well, somebody decided to take that trend and turned it into an actual living nightmare. People are now paying to do yoga with snakes. Uh-huh. Now, I've heard of the cobra pose. Is that what they're talking about? It's from a reptile shop called Hiss. Yeah. Uh-huh. The idea originated in Portland, Oregon. Anybody surprised? Anyone? Anyone? No? No, of course not. Here's how it works. The instructor leads a class while staff carefully handle the reptiles. Now, of course, these aren't like coral snakes or black mambas or cobras. No, these are mostly pythons, boa constrictors, so they're not going to bite you. No, they're just going to choke you out till you die and then swallow you whole. But you won't get bit. Even a baby boa named Mango. How cute, right? Uh-huh. Nope. Some are there because they love snakes. Others are there to face their fears. They've got a fear of snakes. I'm not afraid of snakes. I've handled snakes. I just don't want them rolling around on me while I do yoga. One student even compared the snakes to a weighted blanket. And you know what? There you go. I'll just take the weighted blanket and I'll be on my way. One instructor said, that firm constriction almost feels like a yoga adjustment or a gentle massage. Yeah, until it's not. How do you tap out once the boa constrictor has you around the neck? Does he know about the tap out? I hope your snakes know about the tap out. Do you really want... I was going to say something nasty about large pythons and yoga pants, but that would all just sound dirty and creepy. I'll just stop now. So occasionally when I leave town, of course, I have my daughter Ryan fill in. Of course, she's back from Japan. She's with us right now. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hi, Dad. I'm good.
All right. Here's the thing. Now, let's see. You are 29. So is that you are at the cusp of
millennial and Gen Z?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm the last of the millennials.
We all try to keep up with the slang, you kids.
Okay.
But here's the funny thing is, here you are. You're almost 30. You're not. You like to pretend you like me that you're a lot younger than you. We're not.
I mean, our faces are.
Yeah, but you're an adult now, and you still don't act like it. You got to grow up, honey.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Dad.
Sorry. All right, so I've got some modern slang I want to run by you. Let's see just how hip and young you are.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Okay.
The word head ass, does it mean someone who's extremely serious, a very intelligent person, or a foolish, ridiculous, inept person?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with foolish.
Correct.
Heck yeah.
A baddie, is that a shy person who avoids attention, a confident, stylish, attractive woman, or someone who causes trouble everywhere?
Oh, I call myself this. It's a confident woman.
All right. Nailed it again. 2 for 2. All right. What does chud refer to a fool, jerk, or troll, a very kind or generous person, or a quiet and thoughtful individual?
A fool.
On the same line, what's a Chad?
Oh.
A stereotypical alpha male admired or criticized for bold confidence, a shy person who avoids social situations, or someone who prefers to stay out of the spotlight?
Number one. It's
stereotypical alpha male, yes. Admired and criticized. Sigma. What does sigma describe? Someone who's always follows others, avoids responsibility, or a coolly independent, successful man?
That would be a number one.
No, it is not. It's a cool, independent, successful man.
Oh, wait, no,
man.
I'm thinking of a beta. My bad.
What does buns mean? Buns. Oh. Now, the old days, buns meant something else, but now buns. Is it excellent or amazing, terrible, bad, and poor quality, or extremely expensive?
I believe it's two. Number two.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's bad, terrible, poor. It's buns. That thing is buns. What does gas mean? Excellent, awesome, and great, boring, or disappointed, or old-fashioned and outdated?
Number one.
Excellent.
Gassed. When you gas somebody up, you know, like you're getting them hyped.
Here's the thing. That's really old school. It's
that
a gas, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a gas. So that's back, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Aura, A-U-R-A, in pulp culture. A loud personality, a person physical strength, or someone's cool factor and stylish swagger.
Number three, somebody's cool factor. All right. For sure. All right.
This is a good one. Reheat nachos to remake something in a completely new way, to produce a lesser version or pour tribute to an earlier work, or to improve something dramatically.
I would say number two. That was a guess.
Yeah, well, you were right.
Yay!
Actually. Here you go. What does finally Chopped, not your mom's favorite TV show, is it unattractive or undesirable, very fashionable, or extremely talented?
What was it?
Unattractive or undesirable?
Yes, that one.
All right. Good job. So let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's see. If you get all 10, that means you're a Gen Alpha. If you get 9, you must be Gen Z. 8, you're a millennial. So you're right between. So there
brilliant.
You are.
Right. Brilliant.
If you got 4 right, you're a boomer, but you've actually had sex in the 2000s.
Jesus.
Or if you only got 3 right, you're a boomer and don't really understand that you took a quiz. If you got 1 right, you mainly listen probably to NPR. So there you go. You're like a new age boomer.
Yeah, basically. They'll say I'm chopped because I screwed up somewhere. And that makes more sense now that I
know
100%.
That's okay. You still got some aura. I mean, that thing was a gas, right? See how I...
You know what? Maybe just stop.
Should I just stop?
Yeah.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Do people go out on a Tuesday night for St. Patrick's Day? Did you... I don't know. It's one of those, it's like an amateur night. It's kind of like Cinco de Mayo, Mardi Gras, New Year's. It's just, it is amateur night, so I usually avoid amateur night. I only drink with professionals. But you know, if you got maybe tied one on, did something, don't do the whole, or it used to be okay to pinch somebody for not wearing green. Now, if you do it in a bar, it could get you punched, slapped, or arrested. If you do it at work, you could get fired or at the very least a trip to the HR office. But, you know, there's other things. I wanted to give you some other tips. Other things you could do, okay, that might be able to help you out. So you, if you want to pinch somebody for not wearing green. Number one, simply, if you're at work, remove a wheel from their roller chair. What? They didn't wear green. Extend the right arm of the action figure in their cubicle, then announce, "Hey, everybody, look who's a Nazi." Fill the trunk of their car with copy paper, then alert security that somebody broke into the supply closet. Replace the photo of a loved one on their desk with a photo of Jeffrey S. Epstein. Simply reheat fish in the microwave in the break room, then blame the smell on him. Really? Instead of pinching, these sound almost more like something you'd want to hold on to for April Fool's Day. Tell them to pick Prairie View A&M to go all the way in their March Madness bracket. Finally, instead of pinching somebody on St. Patrick's Day, simply link all their paper clips together, and while they're distracted untangling them, snatch their credit card and solicit a prostitute on the dark web. Yeah, that'll teach them. Smoke cigarettes? Now, I'd mentioned Lovely Maria smoked, you know, she was from North Pole, Alaska, and it was the law that you smoke at the age of 12. So, she smoked her whole life, her and her, always did, 30-some years. And then she just quit. A few years back, so proud of her, just quit. Now, a lot of people have tried, she'd tried the patches, she tried a couple other things, but no, it just, she says, you know, I'm just quitting. She didn't know about this. If you struggle to kick a smoking habit, a new study found psychedelics might be the answer. Magic mushrooms can help people quit smoking. They did a trial with Johns Hopkins University, so this wasn't just some dudes in their apartment in Portland, Oregon. Yeah, they said people with just one dose of psilocybin had more than 6 times greater odds of quitting cigarettes than others who relied on like nicotine substitute. Not just random smokers, they didn't just give them mushrooms. This was in a controlled environment under observation. They also found, Brown University found that inhaling cannabis reduced short-term alcohol consumption and delayed drinking among heavy drinkers. And we've seen that with more and more legalization of marijuana, less and less people are drinking. People don't go out to the bars and drink as much as they used to. But now, keep in mind, you know, you're basically switching cigarettes and alcohol for mushrooms and weed. So it's not like you're taking one bad habit and replacing it with, say, kale and almonds. So, I don't know, if you're into the magic mushrooms, there you go. And a lot of people take them for, like, just stress and anxiety. They're showing a lot of interesting things happening with psilocybin, not with just that, but people with... serious mental condition, a number of things. I think they're just scratching the surface. I mean, there's other things that magic mushrooms can help with, like show you how to float, how to have a conversation with a dog. They can help you escape a fire-breathing sky goblin or watch feathers grow right out of your skin. Magic mushrooms can also help you make sense of absolutely anything, say, Aaron Rodgers says. It's like, all of a sudden it makes sense. Plus, you gain an all-new appreciation for SpongeBob SquarePants, I think. You can also answer the question, what does tie-dye air look like? And it can erase all the things in your life that you're bummed out about, such as just pretty much all the things in your life. Magic mushrooms. Can't wait for this ad to start rolling out on the radio.
If you want to quit smoking, try magic mushrooms.
Warning! You might also negotiate peace between this ashtray and a talking raccoon named Melvin.
Oh, and the cigarettes are saying...
Don't snap me, man. I got a gig at the ant colony.
Wait! The fluorescent giraffe is explaining the meaning of time to your toaster.
This message brought to you by psilocybin. Ask your doctor if a cigarette turned into a tiny jazz saxophone sees things growing in your carpet.
I would go for that.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
So I was at the gym the other, and I'll go to like just the local chain gym, Planet Fitness thing. They have the big sign up. It's a judgment-free zone. They always say that in gyms now. No judging other people. You're at the gym. We're all judging each other. Looking at you, weird Tai Chi guy. What are you doing? Stop that. Or big guy that can't stop staring at himself in the mirror. Why don't you just make out with the reflection, why don't you? As my good buddy Brad Upton, comedian, once said, just because you can wear yoga pants doesn't mean you should. So yeah, we judge. We judge people in every aspect. So what are you silently judging other people for? Here's one. How about not respecting the school bus? Getting annoyed because you got to slow down. Kid safety, hello? People who dominate conversations and don't let you express yourself. You can't get a word in. Or you're talking to them and it's not a conversation because you'll mention something and they'll just go back to whatever they were. There's no response to what you're saying. I hate that. Oh, here's another good. This one drives me and Maria both nuts. Going out to dinner. You see the couple, lady looking smoking hot with a dude in a baseball cap. Dude, grow up. Take off the hat. Especially when dining. Extra douche points if you're wearing it backwards. People who criticize others for doing what they do themselves. Like a gossip, complaining about someone else's gossiping. Somebody else said, I secretly judge people for being so judgy. Okay. people who walk their dogs off leash. Especially like out on a trail or somewhere. It's like, what are you doing? No, that's dangerous for your dog. It's dangerous for other people, other dogs. Leash your dog, man. Similarly, how about parents letting their kids run wild in public places? Since when was it okay that breweries became daycares? I don't know if the breweries, I go to a lot of local breweries and the people will bring their kids and just let them run. You wouldn't let them do it if it was just a smelly dive bar, but for some reason a brewery is more upper class, so it's okay to let our kids run amok. People get pushy and unnecessarily crowd others, like when flying, like as the, when the plane gets ready to deboard and somebody has to jump up as far as they can instead of just waiting their turn. Talking loudly on your cell phone in public. A person driving too slow on a two-lane highway. I'm looking at you, Subaru driver. Or people who don't vote and brag about it. I don't. Same with the people who brag about not owning a TV. I don't watch TV. No, but... No, I just watch Netflix on my laptop or my phone for 8 hours. A TV? What a waste of time. Now, I don't know if I've ever really mentioned much of this, but my early days of radio, you know, like now, even now, everybody goes, you need a side hustle. We all need it. Everyone always needs a side hustle. Unless you're like just rich and don't need this, but... I work in radio. I need it. I DJ'd late at night at bars. Before I got into stand-up comedy, I was a wedding DJ. I'm pretty good. Don't judge. I was pretty good. All right, everybody. Come on out for the Macarena. But anyway. So my best bud, Jerry, and I would DJ weddings. It was a great way. It was a great way to meet girls. I won't lie. And free bar, you know, and they paid you to be there. It wasn't bad. But we would play a game at the weddings called Will It Last? And we would just kind of just catch the vibe of the room, the dichotomy between the in-laws, the mother-in-law, the husband and wife. We did one where they chose their song and the mother of the bride came by and changed it. Said, no, I want them to dance to this one. All right, mother of the bride, okay. And the husband and wife, their first song, they got in a huge argument on the dance floor. Went, this will not end well. Don't get something too expensive in the registry. So somebody on social media asked, what's a wedding moment that screamed, they're not going to last? Some really good responses. One person said when the bride's parents' speech included this note about the groom. You weren't who we envisioned for our daughter, but you have children together. Oh, yeah, there's a ringing endorsement, right? Another one, the groom's mom kissed the groom on the lips for a while the bride stood next to them awkwardly. No, this was not a regional tradition or religious thing. Somebody else said, I'm a wedding photographer, and I'd say the intensity that a bride and groom shove cake into each other's faces correlates to how long I think they'll last. All right, I don't agree with that one. I barely swiped Maria's face with a little bit of frosting. She shoved that thing so far up my nose. It's awesome. Another one said, the groom got super drunk to the point of passing out. Oh, yeah, that's... There's a red flag. Bride slept with the best man because the groom had already passed out. This is a separate bu- the person added, they lasted a year. Groom never found out. All right. Another one said the bride wanted to invite only part of the groom's family. Her family all got invites. Oh, that's what I was talking about, the dynamics of who got invited. A long list of marriages for both, like a time when the bride announced it's my fourth marriage and his fifth. It took us a while to find each other, but it was worth the wait. They lasted less than 6 months. Arguing at the rehearsal dinner. They only lasted a few weeks. The couple had a unity candle, but it just would not light. There's an omen. Another one said they had a who knows their partner better game, and they both failed every question miserably, even the dog's name. Another one said entered the reception to November rain. You know, nothing lasts forever, and we both know hearts can change. Done within a year. When the groom mentioned something about the bride's stinky farts in his vows. I was that bride. Oh, man. Finally, the bride and groom complains about some aspect of the wedding at the reception and says, things are going to be different at my next wedding. Well, let's certainly hope so. So, good luck to those of you. Did I mention there's a wedding expo coming up? Oh, good luck. This week was a good one, and I thank you for joining us. In fact, it was so good, we're going to do it again next week. Yeah, we're going to we're not going to double dip, but every week we've got like 300 episodes. You can go in wherever you found this and find all the others. They're not too dated, so you can listen back and enjoy all of them. Coming up next week, Wilson the cat has a sex toy. Women obeying men. Monkey pickup lines, fuck my life, and lovely Maria's sexual awakening. That and more next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.